Blog Talk Radio.
Religion. For your first job, working as an intern with Will Smith, you say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. Means broken or changed or altered.
Passover still in effect as we speak.
until the sun go down, you still in Passover. All right, bring the Tibbs in. We'll see what's going on. Before we bring the Tibbs in, let's find who all in the room. Let's look and see on the international side and see who all in the room. And it reads, 195 international countries, all the slots is spilled. And that's a great thing. Now let's take a little peep and see exactly who all in the room for another episode. Still Passover. Remember one thing, see, Ray, that's why we have to, most likely we'll go back over the clock and let you know soundly that we have to put our mind into the Bible, not into the world. To come down to Yahuwah's feast days, you got to put your mind in the Bible, not into the world. What's blessing? 102-341. 102-341. Find the Tibbs and bring him in, and we'll get something going on. Still in Passover until the sunset. 195 international countries, 102-341. We're still in Passover, so we're going to talk Passover until Passover is over with. All right, so when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Mr. Tibbs, Yahuwah be with you there, C. Royal.
And Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel, C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Tibbs. Well, we still in Passover. Passover still going on as we speak right now. So what have you got to tell this national audience, 195 international countries, 102-341. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it appears we have 102,341 people. They came to hear the things that most of us here can understand. And most listening usually get it confused. And that's what we have to do, is stay here and straighten it out for the listening members. And we're here to see those things that most of us can see and some can never find. Touching those things that most of us here can touch and others can never feel. For the wicked can do none of these things. And you ask yourself why. Because it's the words of Yahuwah which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. And the righteous explain in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. Verse 12 says, For the eyes of the Yahuwah are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahuwah is against them that do evil. 13, And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, considering the number of people that came to listen to the word of Yahuwah, we know that a lot of people have come to commend it and add unto it. And some listening cast the same words we hear behind their backs. And that's not so good for others learning. There are raving wolves in sheep's clothing that come to see who's all attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side in deceptive thinking. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the people that have to realize we're here for one reason. That's not for who sits on your left or on your right. That's for the word of Yahuwah. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry, coming to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. Connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. And you came to seek, and you found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday, from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m., once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address for the members to use. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com www.thebrightlight.com. After clicking her, just under the lamp, you're going to see some choices. One of these choices is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, it may appear to be a little different. This time under the line, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the Book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also, to build a school, a banquet hall, and the land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar to keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year for the live program. This is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line this time, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards, as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We use a few verses from the Bible to explain why. The first is the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. 8 says, "Answer not before I've heard the calls, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." The other is the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as you might imagine, there are still those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during a program announcement or cause some sort of disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with Yahuwah the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Also, again, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer for questions direct via voicemail, email, or text. He is usually pretty busy answering many memos, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And the most important feat that's being done is preparing Yahuwah's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yahuwah's creation to do 100% of only what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration, and Yahuwah be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind, the first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but, as you may imagine, not this year. He often has tried this to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26, as you'll find out later. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, remember you can also listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 p.m. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, on the search line, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click Enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, another note for the listening members. We're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording of any particular program by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, today is another day for the Word of Yahuwah, right in the middle of one of our feast days. Nothing has changed once again except all the people that have come for Yahuwah's Word, those that commend it, add unto it, only following by those listening to the same words we hear, casting those words behind their back. One only hears certain verses in the Bible that make them happy, taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they are called to speak the words of Yahuwah. They have clearly forgotten we are only one man or one woman, and seriously thinking of this, time is not in our favor. But don't worry, the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman was Yahuwah created to do in his life, and that's if at all possible. Because if anyone ever says they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing a work another past Yahuwah's creation. Don't forget what I mentioned earlier in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. 26 says, "But Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible." Remember, when reading the Bible and doing what we do in a normal sense, no man or woman can measure their last days on earth. Because when we look in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 36 tells us, "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only day and hour know. No man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." So the Bible tells us as a man or woman, we're measured by our works. This is the things we think, do, and say. We definitely have to be careful about these things that we think, do, and say, because we see how they affect us when the wrong word of Yahuwah is being passed out. It's definitely not too good. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18 tells us, "Yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works." So keep your Bibles open. We're going to start showing you the works of Yahuwah. So at this time, we're going to take our program and pass it back to our seer Israel and say, "Hallelujah, Yahuwah."
All right, there, brother. That was excellent on your part. Remember one thing, we're still in the Passover, and that was excellent on your part. We'll catch you on your closing statements a little bit later. All right, so we're still in Passover. Remember one thing, we got to get the table. Because we got a lot of camps have made a lot of calls based upon having the Passover days and timeline is not correct according to the book. So we're going to see if we take care of a lot of this. And got a lot of the Israelite camps will be on the line to hear the breakdown. So we'll leave it just like that. All right, so we're going to get into it. Remember one thing again about your health. You've got to make sure one thing. You detox, get all that bad filtering out your belly for your intestines, for your blood system to run clearly. So we'll take care of that in another lesson again. So we're going to see him go on by and top of the heat, the leadoff man, and bring him in. And we're going to go back and forth inside the class, outside the class, and we're going to get this thing going on in grand style. All right. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahweh be to thee, see right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel. I see you, royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
All right, hallelujah, Yahweh, Brother Yahdai Israel. We just going to get right off and some things. Got some camps that's on the line, and they stumbling at this thing, so we're going to see can we, with the help of inside, outside, we're going to see can we tighten this thing up in grand style at the time we got, but we're still in Passover until the sun is set. So we're going to open up in Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Yahdai Israel, what's going on in Luke 12, 12? Come on.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the right spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. Let's open up in Genesis chapter 1 there, Brother Yahdai Israel. And Brother T. Israel, help me Jubilee chapter 49, 1 through 10, wait. Let's open up in Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, 8, 13, 19, 23, 31. Repeat again. We're going to open up on Passover, the closing of Passover in Genesis chapter 1, verse 5, 8, 13, 19, 23, 31. Brother Yahdai, you on the clock. Come on.
Book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse number 5, verse number 8, verse number 13, verse 19, verse 23, and verse 31 reads, The book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse number 5. And Yahweh called the light, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse number 8. Yahweh called the firmament in heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Verse 13, and the evening and the morning were the third day. 19, the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Verse 23, and the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Verse 31, and Yahweh saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Mm-hmm. So it shows the Almighty's time starts in the evening. And see, right now as we look outside, we still in what we call the April 14th, waiting on the sun to go down. And once the sun go out in the evening, the days will change. Not 12:01. Our problem, and a lot of the camps, they'll do their time on 12:01, so they have a feast day between 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But the feast day starts when the sun sets, and that's when you change the numbers at sunset. Now, Brother T. Israel, let's go to Book of Jubilee, chapter 49, 1 through 10. And Brother Yahdai Israel, have me Exodus chapter 12, 1 through 6, waiting on me.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 49, verses 1 through 10, and it reads, Remember the Torah instruction which Yahweh commanded you concerning the Passover, that you should celebrate it in its season, on the 14th of the first month, that you should kill it before it is evening, and that they should eat it by night on the evening of the 15th, from the time of the setting of the sun, Verse 2. For on this night, the beginning of the feast and the beginning of the joy, you were eating the Passover in Egypt, through the word Mizraim, and the bunch, where all the powers of Mesopotamia had been let loose to slay all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, through the word Mizraim, and the bunch, from the firstborn of Pharaoh to the firstborn of the captive, maidservant in the mill, and to the cattle. Verse 3. And on the side which Yahweh gave them, and every house on the lintels of which they saw the blood of the lamb of the first year, and to that house that they should not enter to slay, but should pass by it, that all those should say by that were in the house because of the sign of the blood was on its lintels. Verse 4. The powers of Yahweh did everything according as Yahweh commanded them. And they passed by all the children of Israel, and the plague came not upon them, to destroy from among them any person, life, either of cattle or man or dog. Verse 5. And the plague was very grievous in Egypt, through the word Mizraim. There was no house in Egypt, through the word Mizraim, where there was not one dead and weeping and lamentation. Verse 6. And all Israel were eating the flesh of the pastoral lamb and drinking the wine and lauded and blessed and gave thanks to Yahweh their father and was ready to go forth under the yoke of Egypt through the word Mizraim and from the evil bondage. 7. Remember you this day, all the days of your life, and observe it from year to year, all the days of your life. Once a year on this day, according to all the Torah instruction thereof, and do not adjourn it from day to day or from month to month. But it's eternal ordinance and engraven on the heavenly tablet regarding all the children of Israel that they should observe it every year on its day, once a year, throughout their generation. And there's no limit of days, but this are ordained forever. Verse 9. And the man who is free from uncleanness does not come to observe it on occasion of its day, so as to bring an acceptable offering before Yahweh, and to eat and to drink before Yahweh on that day of his feast. That man who is clean and clothed at hand should be cut off, because he offered not the oblation of Yahweh in its appointed season. He should take the guilt upon himself. Let the children of Israel come and observe the Passover on the days of its fixed time, on the 14th day of the first month, between the evenings, from the third part of the day until the third part of the night. Two portions of the day are given to the light, and the third part to the evening.
Mm-hmm. That's verse 10?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got a precept that. Let's run to Numbers chapter 9 there, brother T. Israel. Look at verse 1. And we'll skip down to verse 13 and 14. We want to precept that. We need to get a little bit more out of that one. Let's go to Numbers chapter 9, verse 1, and we'll skip down to verse 13 and 14.
The book of Numbers of the Heavenly Tablet, chapter 9, verse 1. Skip down verse 13 and 14. And Yahweh spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the first month of the second year, as the day will come out of the land of Egypt, through the word Mizraim, land of bondage, saying, verse 13 and verse 14, but the man that is clean and is not in a journey and forbid to keep the Passover, even that same person, life should be cut off from among this people, because he brought not the offering of Yahweh in his appointed season. That man should bear his sin. Verse 14, and if a stranger should journey among you and will keep the Passover to Yahweh according to the ordinance of the Passover, and according to the matter that was, so should he do. So should he have one ordinance, both you and the stranger, but with him that is born in the land.
Mm-hmm. So that means you got to do it the way he got it written, and we got to find out how he got it written. Now we'll run back to Brother Yahdai Israel in chapter 12, 1 through 6. Let's find out what's going on. Let's see exactly what's going on, and we got to listen to something real carefully. Brother Yahdai Israel. Exodus chapter 12, 1 through 6. You on the clock. Come on.
Book of Exodus chapter 12. verse number 1 through 6 reads, Book of Exodus 12, verse number 1, Yahweh spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, verse number 2, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months, shall be the first month of the year to you. Verse number 3, Speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the family of their fathers, a lamb for a family. Verse number 4, Let the family be too little for the lamb. Let them and their neighbor next unto them family take it according to the number of the people. Every man according to his eating shall make your account for the lamb. Verse number 5, Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. Verse 6, And you shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening.
And the whole congregation of the children of Israel shall kill it in the evening. So now, this is the foundation of the Passover. But look what he says back up two verses where he's to tell you exactly what kind of lamb to take out. Back up, but we can be clear of what kind of lamb do he say take out there, Brother Yahshua. Back up and get me where he says what kind of lamb you supposed to take out. Go ahead.
The book of Exodus 12, verse number 5. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats.
So you gotta take a male lamb, and you gotta take a male lamb from the sheep or the goat without blemish. So that's the first thing you got to do when you doing the lamb. You gotta make sure the lamb that you bring to the table is a male lamb, about 1 year old, that got no blemishes on him. So that's the first thing you got to do. Now, and what you do with that same male lamb in verse 7? What you do with that same male lamb in verse 7?
Number 7. They shall take of the blood, strike it on the two side posts, and on the upper door posts of the house, where they shall eat it.
Verse 8, listen.
Verse number 8, They shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it.
So when you got this male lamb, a 1 year old, you got to have a 1 year old male lamb, and you got to eat that lamb with bitter herbs, and you got to eat that lamb according to what he just said. Now, that's how it works. Now, let's find out what he says there, Brother T. Israel. Let's back up and see exactly what did he say behind in the book of, we're going to take a look at something he said in Matthew chapter 4. Now, he's going to make a statement in Matthew chapter 4, Brother T. Israel, we're going to see exactly what he's saying. In Matthew chapter 4, we're going to look at a statement that he made in verse 19. Matthew 4:19. What did he say in 4:19?
The book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, and it reads, And he said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men.
He said, Follow him. Follow him, and he'll make you fishers of men. Now, let's take me precept that a little bit there, Brother T. Israel. Let's precept that, follow him. Let's go to when Paul was at the great big temple of the southern kingdom in Hebrews, in the book of Hebrew, polluted for Hebrew. And let's see exactly what he says in 2 verse 10. What do we say in 2 verse 10?
Book of Hebrews, polluted word for Hebrew, chapter 2, verse 10. For it became him, for whom all things, and by whom all things, and bringing many sons and daughters to honor, greatness, to make the captain of our captain of their salvation perfect through suffering.
So, he's the captain of our salvation. Now go to 12:2 of the same book. The book of Hebrew, included title called Hebrew, and 12:2. Get more on him in 12:2.
Book of Hebrew, include the word for Hebrew. Chapter 12:2 and 3. Look into Yahweh the Son, the author, and the finisher. Despise the shame. Count.
First line, what is
Hebrews chapter 2, Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. The author, our covenant. So
we found out that our mighty one is the author and the finisher. So he is the author of the finisher. So here's the key. He is the author and he is the finisher. That's what we got to look at in your mind. The Almighty Son, author and the finisher. All right. Brother Dr. Israel, let's run to take a and take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 to 8. Brother Yahshua Israel, come on.
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Number 6-8 reads, look at 1 Corinthians 5, verse number 6. 1 Corinthians 5, verse number 6 reads, your honoring is not good. Know ye not that a little leaven, leaven is a whole lump. Verse 7, purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump. As ye are unleavened, for even Yahweh the Son our Passover is sacrificed for us. Verse 8. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
So we find out that our Father Son is our Passover. He's our Passover. That's what he is for us, being our Passover. Not Easter, not communion. The Almighty Son is our Passover. Good. So we find out he's our Passover. And that's, so let's run with that understanding. In St. John chapter 1, Brother Yonder, Israel. St. John chapter 1, 29 and 30.
The book of St. John chapter 1, verse 29, verse number 36 reads. Book of St. John 1, verse 29. The next day, John seeth Yahweh the Son coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of Yahweh, which taketh away the sin of the world, the 12 tribes of Israel. Verse 36, looking upon Yahweh the Son, as he walked, he said, behold the Lamb of Yahweh.
So this Lamb is Yahweh the Son. So he is the Lamb. All right, good. With that understanding, let's go look at some prophecy on that. Brother T had me the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, 5 through 10. Wait, no, let's look a little prophecy on that. So he the Lamb. So looking upon him, and he is the Lamb. And now that goes to Psalms, chapter 40, verse 6 through 8.
Book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse number 6 to 8 reads, Book of Psalms, chapter 40, verse number 6 to 8. Psalm 40, verse number 6. Sacrifice an offering, thy word is not divine. My ears have thou opened, burnt offering and sin offering is thou not required. Verse number 7. This that I know, I come in the volume of the book, it is written of me. Verse 6. I delight to do your will, O Yahweh. Yes, the Torah instruction is within my mind.
I'll read verse 6 again, Father Yahweh Israel. Verse 6 again.
The book of Psalm 40, verse number 6. Sacrifice an offering is not desired. My ears have thou opened. Burnt offering and sin offering as thou not required.
Mm-hmm. So, this is prophecy. Now, Paul going to come in the 10th chapter, Brother G. Israel, and he going to kind of tighten that up, but he pull that from the 40th chapter, verse 10, chapter 10, 5 through 10, and 12 and 13. Brother G. Israel, let's see. And we live at chapter 1. And we're going to see, can we tie this in? The book of Hebrews proves the title called Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5 through 10, 12 and 13. What does it say?
Hebrews, blue word Hebrews chapter 10, verses 5 through 10 and 12 and 13. Verse 5, Hebrews, blue word Hebrews chapter 10, verse 5. Wherefore, when he cometh in the world, he said, sacrifice and offerings you would not, but a body you have prepared me. Verse 6. And burnt offers and sacrifice for sin. You have had no pleasure. Verse 7. Then said I, Yahweh the Son, lo, I, Yahweh the Son, come in the volume of the book. It is written of me to do your will, O Yahweh the Father. Verse 8. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offers, burnt offers and offers for sin, you would not, neither has you pleasure therein, which are offered by the Torah instruction. Verse 9, then said he, Yahweh the Son, lo, I, Yahweh the Son, come to do your will, O Yahweh the Father. He take away the first, that he may establish the second. Verse 10, by the which, when we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Yahweh the Son once for all. Get down verse 12 through 13. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, forever sat down on the right hand of Yahweh the Father. Verse 13. From his foot, expecting to his enemy be made his footstool.
Mm-hmm. So now we clear where he at right now. So now, let's, Brother Yahweh, let's swing to Matthew chapter 26. We're going to Matthew chapter 26 and look at 18 through 20 and 26 through 29. Let's look at Matthew chapter 26. 18 through 20, 26 through 29, Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
The book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse number 18 through 20, verse 26 through 29 reads, Matthew, chapter 26, verse number 18. And he said, go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, the master said, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. Verse number 19. And the disciples, the followers, did as Yahweh the Son appointed them. And they made ready the Passover. Verse number 20. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. Verse 26. And as they were eating, Yahweh the Son took bread and blessed and break it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, take eat, this is my body. Verse 27, and he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, drink you all of it. Verse 28, but this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. Verse 29, but I say unto you, I will not drink any more of this fruit of the vine, until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
Mm-hmm. But if something is missing here, If something is missing here, all we just heard him say that what he is bringing to the table is a meal and bread and wine. We heard nothing about a lamb. We heard nothing about bitter herbs or none of that. We got to follow him, and we find out he told him, go prepare a meal. And they sitting there eating a meal, and they eating, and they're going to be doing something else. Let's find out a little bit more, because remember, we read, he said, be ye followers of him. So we got to watch the pattern what he did by being the sacrificial lamb. So now let's back up, Brother Yahdai Israel, Luke 22, and let's give us a second witness in 11 through 20. Because here's the point we make it. When you read what's in Exodus 12, 1 through 8, it said, go get you a lamb of 1 year old. How in the world are you going to find a lamb with 1 year old lamb, a male lamb, and you'll get it out of your. So he knew that you would not be in position to do that. So he said, you didn't want to do this, so a body was prepared for him. He is the lamb. So now when this lamb came in the flesh, he did at the Passover, he said, prepare a meal, and bread and wine, and they will eat. We heard nothing about bitter herbs. We heard nothing about a lamb. They will eat a meal. Now we're going to get a precept on there to get a second witness in Luke chapter 22, verse 11 down to verse 20. Brother Yahdai Israel, let's see what's going on in Luke chapter 22. Because you got a lot of Israelites camp saying, how was that lamb? I said, brother, how you know that lamb ain't 150 years old that out of one of them stores? You don't know that lamb won. You don't know that lamb's a female. You got to have a lamb. How you know what that lamb is? So Yahweh is letting you know he is the lamb. And we got to follow him as what he did. He said, be ye followers of me as I am of Yahweh. Now, we can get a second witness on what he did on Passover by going to Luke 22, 11 through 20. Because he knew you were going to be in captivity. Matter of fact, A.B.P. to read that, 46, 9, and 10. Let's read that, what he says in Isaiah 46, 9, and 10. And most of Israel have me, Matthew 17, verse 5. So he knew you were going to be in captivity. Now, where are you going out there and get you a male lamb of 1 year old? Where are you going to find one at? So if you ain't doing a lamb, brother, you ain't doing the Passover. But you forgot what the man just said. He is the lamb. He follows him. That's where you follow what he got on the table. And we're going to see what he got on the table. Come on, give me 46, 9 and 10.
Isaiah
46,
verse 9 and 10. Remember the former things of old, for I am Yahweh, and there is none else. I am Yahweh, and there is none like me. Verse 10, declare the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my conscience shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure.
So who counts it gonna say? So his counsel don't think. Now, come on, Mo Deal.
Matthew chapter 17, verse 5.
Listen to this.
While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him.
Do what?
Hear you him.
You hear you him. That's what you hear. You hear him. Now let's see what him did in Luke 22, Brother Yahdai Israel, 11 through 20. Let's see if we hear you him through the pages of the book. Luke 22, 11 down to verse 20. Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 22, verse number 11 through 20 reads. Book of Luke, chapter 22, verse number 11. Luke 22, verse 11. And you shall say unto the good man of the house, the master saith unto you, where the guest chamber, where I shall eat the Passover with my followers, disciples. Verse number 12. And you shall show you a large upper room furnished, there make ready. Verse 13. They went and found as he had said unto them, they made ready the Passover. Verse 14. When the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. Verse 15. He said unto them, with desire, I have desired to eat Passover with you, for I suffer. Verse 16. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of Yahweh. Verse 17. And he took the cup, gave thanks, and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. Verse 18. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of Yahweh shall come. Verse number 19. He took the bread and gave thanks and break it and gave unto them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Verse number 20. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.
Again, did anybody hear anything about a lamb? A 1 year old with bitter herbs, anything. Do we hear anything about that? We heard you have a meal, the bread and the wine, and now let's find out what happened next. Remember, Yahweh said the president exactly because he knew that you would be in no position to show, to have a lamb where your head going to be. So he have said a meal. And if you look back on Voice number 2 Israelites, that's all we have ever had was a meal. We had the meal, the bread and the wine, and kept it moving. And that goes back a long way. You know, so if you fortunate enough to have a little lamb, that's a good thing. But you ain't got to have no doctrine on it because he's a lamb. Let's go to Matthew's, Brother T. Israel, the 26th chapter. Now, we're going to go to the 26th chapter. Because the lamb and the bitter herbs were for them that was still coming out of Mizraim before they went into captivity. Now, once they were in the captivity, Yahweh came in the flesh and told you soundly, this is the way you do it, and be ye followers of me. Even his father said, you hear what my boy say. Now, we're going to Matthew chapter 26, verse Israel, pick up verse 20.
Listen real good. Matthew chapter 26, verse 20. Skip down to verse 30, 55 and 63, and 67 through 75.
Listen real good. Now remember, the Passover, they had their meal. Now we're going to look at something, what happened next, all on Passover day. See, Passover day, we can look outside. It just now is over right now. Now you off into something else. And we're going to find out what you off into right now and what is the requirement of being off into something else right now. But we want to find out exactly. They still on Passover. Matthew 26, verse 20, 30, 55 and 63, 67 to 75. Brother T. Israel, you're on the clock. Bring your A game and come on.
Matthew chapter 26, verse 20, skip down verse 30, 55, 63, 67 to 65. Matthew chapter 26, verse 20. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. Verse 30.
Well, hold that point. Now when the evening has come, we read already, come back, Mother D.F. Israel, and read 1 verse 5, when is the evening? When the evening have come, when is that? Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. When is the evening? So when the evening have come, When is this? Genesis 1, verse 5.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 5. And Yahweh called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning was the first day.
So the evening starts when? At what time? At night.
Right.
So the evening starts at night. So when it came at night, so that evening was the beginning of the Passover at night. Is that what we're reading here?
Yes,
so that is the first second of the Passover, what we did, you know, hours ago, when that first sun, that first darkness came in, we kicked that Passover. Right? So that was in the beginning of it. Now we just not getting to the end of it now. Is that what's going on now? We just not getting to the end of it. What happened in verse 30? Let's see what was going on that Passover, in the beginning of the Passover.
Verse 30, come on. Matthew chapter 26, verse 30.
Listen good.
And when they had saw a hyena, they went out into the mouth of Olives.
Oh, they were doing some singing?
Yes,
so
sir.
At the Passover, they were doing some drinking, singing, and eating, wasn't they? Now they got their belly all good. Now they're trying to go through and lay down. Is that what they're doing here?
Mm-hmm.
So now, on verse 30, they have done their drinking, they have done their eating, and they singing, and now they done went somewhere and laid down. And this is on Passover. And that's the same thing we did. We done the drinking, eating, then we went somewhere and laid down, didn't we?
Yeah.
But that's the end of Passover, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Skip down to 55, 63. Listen good now.
Matthew chapter 26, verse 55 and 63.
Listen, you camp.
At that same hour, say y'all quite a son to the multitude. Or ye come out as against as a thief with sword and staff for to take me. I said, daddy went to teach in the temple, and ye had laid no hold on me. Verse 63. For Yahweh the Son held his peace, and the high priest answered and said to him, I adjure you by the living Yahweh that you tell us whether you be Yahweh the Son of the living Yahweh the Father. Verse 67 through 75. Then they.
Where are you at? You started at 55, you got on 63 that day?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You skipped something, didn't you? Start back over at 55 and take it straight down to 63.
55 to 63.
Yeah. But you will skip some good stuff there.
Okay.
Okay.
55 to 63?
Yeah.
Okay. Matthew chapter 26, verse 55 to 63. And that same hour, said Yahweh the Son to the multitude, or ye come out as a gift, a thief with sword and staff for to take me. I said, daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. Verse 56. But all this was done, that the scriptures of the seers might be fulfilled. But all the disciples, the followers, forsook him and fled. Verse 57. And they that had laid hold on Yahweh the Son led them away to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the scribes and the elders was assembled. Verse 58. But Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, followed him afar off unto the high priest's palace, and went in, and sat with the servants to see the end. Verse 59. Now the chief priest and the elders and all the council sought false witness against Yahweh the Son to put him to death. Verse 60. But found none, yea, through many false witness, can't get found they none. At the last came two false witnesses. Verse 61. And said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of Yahweh and to build it in 3 days. 62. And the high priest arose and said unto him, answer you nothing. Which is it with these witnesses against you? Verse 63. But Yahweh the Son held his peace, and the high priest answered and said to him, I adjure you by the living Yahweh the Father that you tell us whether you be Yahweh the Son of the living Yahweh the Father. Verse 60. Okay, skip down verse 67.
Hold that point. He said he had a false witness say that this fellow say he can do what? He said what he said, fellow say, the Paul would have said he can do what to the temple? Yeah, read that verse again. What did he say? What did the false witness say? You heard him say?
In Matthew chapter 26,
mm-hmm.
verse 51.
Yeah.
51.
Yeah.
It says, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of Yahweh and to build it in 3 days.
He said, yeah, a false witness said that. Let's precept that and see what's going on at ABF, baby. We're going to St. John chapter 2. Verse 19 and 21, and Moses of Israel held me to 6 chapter 19 and 20, waiting on me, Corinthians. Now he said, the false witness said, you know what I heard him say? I heard him say he can cut his temple down and build up in 3 days.
Huh?
Right? Now let's see what he says in St. John 2, 19 and 21, backed up with Mother D.F. in the 6th chapter, verse 19 and 20.
Verse 19.
That's why the Son answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
Verse 21. But he spake of the temple of his body.
So the temple he was talking about was what?
His body.
So he's saying, you destroy this mindset of the body. He ain't talking about tearing no building down. See, this is where the carnal man get off in there. He's taking my tear the building down. No. He's telling you about your mind. You destroy this mindset, and I can get you back on your feet. 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20. Listen good.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20.
Yes.
19. What know you not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit?
Read that again. 6:19. The more audio.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What know you not that your body is the temple of the righteous spirit, which is in you,
mm-hmm.
which you have of Yahweh, and you are not your own.
Mm-hmm.
For you are bought with a price. Therefore, honor Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which are Yahweh.
So what he's telling them, that before you have to take something and take it to your neighbor and hide it off in your garage, he's talking about your body. Make sure you don't defile your body.
That's right.
So he's talking one thing and the world talking another. And that's why we have to be able to examine things through the pages of the book by putting the book line up. He ain't tell nobody, listen, you close your mouth. That's what he's telling you to do. He ain't tell he can't down no building. He's talking about their mindset, and that's what we got to do for all these camps that think that one thing going on when it's totally different. He's talking about their mindset. So whether you have lamb or not, he is the lamb. He is the lamb. That was, come on back, brother T. Israel.
All right. I read verse 63. Skip down verse 67 to 75.
Yes, sir.
Matthew chapter 26, verse 67 to 75.
Listen good.
Then did they spit in his face?
They done what?
And did they spit in his face?
But when is all this going on? What time is this according to the Bible? All this is what? It's still what? It's still Passover. So this spit in the face, all this is after they had went out to the garden, got them a nap, and here come the chief priest and bring his guys with all of the enemy, Judas now, and betrayed him with a kiss. So this all going on still on what day?
Passover.
So they got him at night. They taking him to the high priest at night. Yeah. Is that what's going on?
Yes, sir.
And it's still Passover, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
And what happened next?
And buffeted him. And others smote him.
Yes.
With the palms of their hands.
Uh-huh.
68. They had prophesied unto us.
Yes.
Yeah. You, y'all for ourselves, who is he that smokes you? 69. Now, Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, sat without in the palace.
Uh-huh.
And the damsels came unto him, saying,
mm-hmm.
You also was with Yahweh the son of Galilee.
Uh-huh.
Verse 70. But he denied before them.
Well, what did he do?
But he denied before them.
So you see when it get hard and heavy, you see what they do?
Yeah.
Oh, they forget all about everything, don't they?
Yeah. All saying, I know not what you say.
I don't know nothing you're saying. Yeah, go ahead.
71. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said unto them, that were there. This fellow also was with Yahweh the son of Nazareth.
Uh-huh.
72, and again he denied with an oath.
Yeah.
I do not know the man.
Oh, yeah? He even swore he don't even know him. Go ahead.
73.
What?
And after a while came unto him. They stood by and said to Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, surely you are also one of them.
Uh-huh.
For your speech bewrayeth thee.
Is it the way you speak? We know you're one of them. Mm-hmm. Let's see what he say.
74.
What?
Then began he to curse.
Oh, he's going to do what?
Then began he to curse.
Oh, Peter's going to curse, huh?
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. I know not the man.
I know not the man.
And immediately the cock crowed.
And immediately the cock crowed. He told the brother, you're going to deny me. Three times. Oh, brother, no, I'm going to front line. I'm going to be ready. I'll be ready to go. Huh? Yeah. Now, when we turn that heat up, you see what's going on when the heat turn up on you.
Yeah.
Go ahead and read.
75.
What?
Peter, chief speaker of the nation of Israel, remember the words of Yahweh the son.
Oh, he started remembering a little bit, huh?
Yeah.
Hold it. Go ahead.
What's that here?
What?
Before the cock crow, you should deny me. Three times.
You will deny me three times before the cock even crow. Because he called in from the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Huh? Brother Yahweh Israel, go to 27th chapter of Matthew, verse 1. Skip down to 11 through 18. Now, all this is still Passover, ain't it?
Yeah.
Everything going on the Passover. 27, verse 1, 11 through 18, 28 to 31. Listen real good. Matthew chapter 27, verse 1. Skip down to 11 through 18. 28 to 31. You're on the clock. Come on.
Come back with that.
Matthew chapter 27, verse 1. Skip down to 11 through 18. 28 to 31. 45 and verse 50.
The book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse number 1, verse number 11 through 18, verse 28 through 31, verse 45, and verse number 50 reads. The book of Matthew.
Yeah, read verse 1. Well, hold on, brother Yahweh Israel. Read verse 1 and let me expound on verse 1 real quick.
The book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse number 1. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Yahweh the son to put him to death.
When the morning had come, you mean when the morning comes, just like we laid down, and it got morning. So this going on in the morning, ain't it? So when the morning comes, they'll buff him up all through the night. Now when the chief priests on Friday woke up, right, in the morning, still on Passover, what is he doing to him in 27 verse 1? What are you doing again, Brother Yahweh, in the morning of the Passover? What is he doing in 27 verse 1?
The book of Matthew 27 verse 1. When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people to counsel against Yahweh the son to put him to death.
But this is when the morning, now they get down his feet. They can finally see when the morning came of the same Passover. Time started in the evening. Now it'll roll around to the morning, right? 11 through 18, come on.
Verse number 11. Yahweh's son stood before the governor, and the governor asked him, are you king of Judah? For they were Jews. Yahweh's son said unto him, you say it's verse number 12.
When he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Number 13. They said, Pilate unto him, hear you that not how many things they witness against you. Verse 14. And he answered them to never a word, so much that the governor marveled greatly. Verse 15. And at the feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. Verse 16. And they had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Verse 17. Therefore when they were gathered together, Pilate said unto them, whom were you that I release unto you, Barabbas or Yahuwah the Son, which is called Yahuwah the Son? Verse 18. For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. Verse 28. And they stripped him.
Verse 28.
They stripped him, put on him a scarlet robe.
And so they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. So that means he wasn't wearing no scarlet colors, was he?
Right.
They put that on him. Come on, Mother D of Israel, go to 19th chapter of the precept there and find some more, 19:1-5. So they put on him a scarlet color. That means the power to be is the one that wears the scarlet color. And they put that on him. And what else they put on him in the 19th chapter of St. John 1-5?
John chapter 19 verses 1-5.
Uh-huh.
Verse 1. Then Pilate therefore took Yahuwah's son and scourged him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. And the soldiers planted a crown of thorns and put it on his head.
Mm-hmm.
And they put on him a purple robe.
Wait a minute, they put on him what? They put on him a purple robe.
Mm.
So purple robe wasn't what the children of Israel was wearing. See, your brother be talking about old purple robe stuff. Yahuwah the Son had on a warrior blue garment or white.
Ooh.
That what he was wearing on that first day of Passover. And the first day of Passover, it tells you plainly, on every first day you have on white. So he had on either white or blue. He didn't have on no purple because they put the purple on him. Purple is the royalty of the nations.
Right.
Because we're now the power put on him the purple robe. Is that what we read? Well, what does it say?
Verse 3. And said, Hail, King of Yagdazu.
Yeah.
And they smoked him.
They smoked.
With their hands.
Yes, slapped him in the mouth.
Verse 4. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5. Then came Yahuwah the Son forth, wearing the crown of thorns.
He wearing a crown of thorns. What kind of robe did they put on it?
And the purple robe.
And a purple robe.
And Pilate said unto them, Behold, the man.
Yeah. So the scarlet and the purple robe, it is the Sabbatine nation. That's their power code. Because
yeah.
They put that on in there. That's what we're reading. So all that strutting around with that purple on, I understand the children of Israel didn't wear it because it was put on them to mark him.
Ooh.
That was the purple and the scarlet color put on him to do
yeah.
was to mark him. Huh? So you hearing that?
Yeah.
Now come on back there, Brother Yahdai Israel. So now so pick it back again at 20-31.
Yeah.
So understand something. Yahuwah had on white or royal blue.
That's right.
Not red or purple. That is the power to be colored. Is that what we read? And we could have gone further than that and find out when Ezra was put on a purple garment, but we ain't gonna get off in that. We can go more and more, but we ain't gonna take care of this. Now, Brother Yahdai Israel 20:31 says what?
The book of Matthew 27, verse 31.
Make it 28:31.
Book of Matthew 27, verse 28. They stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. Verse 29. They planted a crown of thorns, put it upon his head, and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of Yahdai Judah, Southern Kingdom. Verse 30. And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. Verse 31. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away. Verse number 45.
Yeah, go ahead.
Verse number 45. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour. Verse 50. Now, when he cried again, our voice yielded up.
Now, verse 50 says what? Kind of broke up on that one, Brother Yahdai Israel. Read verse 45. Get it one verse at a time. Verse 45, what does it say?
Verse number 45. Now from the sixth hour, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour.
Now, back up, Moses Israel, to find out when is the sixth hour. It was dark from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. Let's find out exactly what you're talking about by precepting your Bible in Amos chapter 8, verse number 9. Let's find out what you're talking about, that it is dark from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. Let's find out exactly what you're talking about through the scripture. And still, is this going, and what day is this going on here? Still Passover. Still Passover. Right?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's see what the prophecy says in 8 verse 9 of Amos.
Amos chapter 8 verse 9.
Listen, God.
And it shall come to pass in that day, says Yahweh, that I will cause the sun, as you win, to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day.
Oh, so at noon. So at noon. The sun went down at noon. And it was dark from noon to 3 o'clock. From noon to 3 o'clock, it was dark. The Father knocked out the light. From noon to 3 o'clock. It was prophesied by the seer saying, this is what's going to happen on that day. At that brightest sun, it's going to get dark. And it will be dark to 3 o'clock. Now, what happened, Brother Yahdai Israel, at 3 o'clock on Matthew 27, verse 50? What happened at 3 o'clock?
The book of Matthew, chapter 27, verse number 50 reads, Yahweh the Son, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the spirit.
So when did Yahweh the Son die? And what day is this?
Passover
at 3 o'clock. But 3 o'clock, but it was dark because the Father told the seer that I'm going to shut out the light. Is that what we read?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Brother T, the 27th chapter. Let's see what happened next now. Let's 57 through 68. Now what happened next? Now 3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock and it's dark. Right?
Mm-hmm.
From 12 to 3, it's going to be dark. 27th chapter of T. Israel. What happened in 57 through 68?
Matthew chapter 27, verse 57 through 68.
Mm-hmm. Reads,
when the evening was come.
When the evening had come.
Yeah. There came a rich man of Ramah. Ramathinia.
But what time was it? What time did he die?
At 3 o'clock.
So that 3 o'clock when he looked out there, he seen the dog, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that was the evening right there. So he showed up at 3 o'clock. He gave up the breath. So at 3 o'clock, here come a rich man, Joseph Abathia, at 3 o'clock. And what did he do at 3 o'clock?
walked to himself with our father's son's followers.
Yes.
58. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Yahweh's son.
Okay.
Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered.
Uh-huh.
59. Then Joseph had taken the body. He wrapped it in a clean linen cloth.
Mm-hmm. More basic in the boys.
Verse 59. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth.
Yes.
60. And laid it at his own new tomb,
mm-hmm.
which he had shown out of the rock.
Right.
And he rolled it a great stone to the door and to the sapphire and departed.
Uh-huh.
51. And there was Mary, Magdalene, and the others, Mary, sitting over against the sapphire, the sepulchre. Verse 62. Now the next day, that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees came together unto Pilate.
But man, on the next day, that means Passover, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the next day, but the next day came who?
Next day. That followed that day of the preparation.
Oh, so they was in the preparation for something.
Yeah.
They was in a preparation for something. They see dog was, remember, it was dog everywhere. So right now they dealing in the dog. So when you deal with the dog, you look at it after the next day because it started in the morning thing. So they thinking the next day because the dog outside. They didn't have no band watch. They looking at outside.
Right, right.
And outside says, when that sun set, you in another day.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on here?
Yes, sir.
That was going on here?
Because
they ain't got no watch. Oh, how they tell time by looking right out that window? And say if it's dog, that means it's the next day. Right? Keep reading.
Right. Verse 63. Says, sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again.
Yes.
64. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre was made short until the third day.
Yes.
Let his followers come by night and steal him away.
Okay.
And said to the people, he is risen from the dead.
Uh-huh.
So the last error should be worse than the first.
Yes. Right.
65. Pilate said unto them, you have a watch. Go your way. Make it as short as you can.
Now it's dark now, right?
Yeah.
They think it's a nice day. But we're going to find out that they got him in the tomb. Said, look, we'll put a watch on him. We'll peep at him and make sure nothing happens. What verse are you on now?
I'm at verse 66, last verse.
Listen to this.
So they went and made the sepulchre short, stealing the stone and setting a watch.
Uh-huh. So there you go. So now, they were peeping at him in the dog.
Let me read that over. Verse 66.
What?
So they went and made the sepulchre short, stealing the stone and setting a watch.
Okay. Now let's go see the prophecy of that ABFB. Go to Deuteronomy 21 and look at the prophecy of it. Let's see the prophecy of it by precept in your Bible.
22 and 23.
Deuteronomy 21, verse 22 and 23. And Moses, St. John 19:31. Let's watch the prophecy of this. So right now
we clear they are taking him down.
And they took him down on what day? What day they taking him down on? What day was that?
Passover.
That was Passover. That was is in the dark of Passover.
Right?
Passover. He down because Yahweh the Father had him dark and everything. So
this time something gets dark,
you think you're another day.
Right?
Now let's see what he says in Deuteronomy and Prophecy 21, verse 22 and 23.
Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 22 and 23.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. And if a man has committed a sin.
Yeah.
Worthy of death.
Yes.
And he be put to death.
Yes.
And you hang him on a tree.
Yes.
His body shall not remain all night upon the tree.
Oh, baby. His body can't remain all night on the tree. Go ahead.
But you shall in any wise bury him that day.
That day. You got to get him down that day. You can't wait until something else kick in. The same day you hung him, you got to get and do what?
And bury him.
So he was buried for the next day kicked in, wasn't it? Go ahead and read.
For he that is hanged is accused.
A curse. Okay. Now Paul came back at the great big temple, A.B. Ephesians and Galatians 3, and reported on that in verse 13. Now he addressed the great big temple exactly what the prophecy of this is. So now Peter let him get on the microphone and make a profound statement to the southern kingdom in 3, verse 13 of Galatians. What did he say?
Galatians chapter 3, verse 17. That's why the Son has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
Of the law of sacrifice, go ahead.
Being made a curse for us.
Yes.
For it is written.
But what's written? Go ahead and read. What's written?
Curse is everyone that hangs on a tree.
So Yahweh the Son was hanging on a what?
A tree.
So they hung him like they hang you red today.
Right.
So he was hanging on a tree. And he begged for the body, took him off the tree. Dude, I witnessed what was going on. And they put him in the ground before the next day kicked in. Is that right?
Yes.
So he was killed, buried before the next day. Is that what we're reading here? He just died because Yahweh had him, the Father had him dark and everything. Right?
Yeah.
Now, what happened in St. John 1931?
St. John 1931.
Now, specifically tied his name.
Yahweh Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation.
It was the what?
The preparation.
What you mean by the preparation? That means the preparation was before the Passover. Before the Passover. He was a Passover lamb. The Passover lamb is Yahweh the Son. So they get prepared for something else on a preparation. So he's there on the Passover. So they give preparation for something that's got to come after the Passover. Let's find out what got to come after the Passover.
That the body should not remain upon the tree.
On the tree.
On the Sabbath
day. On the Sabbath day.
For that Sabbath day was a high day.
That was a high day. Passover is a high day. The next Sabbath day is unleavened bread. That's a high day. So he was the Passover lamb. So you got to get him down before the next high day kick in. But he's Passover lamb, wasn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So on that Passover, you got to get him down before the other Passover other high day kick in, and the next day after this day is what? Let's find what's going on after this day. Let's go find out what's going on after this day by bagging up and reading some prophecy. What goes on, according to what we can read, after Passover? Let's go back to the heavenly tablet of Mother GF Israel. We're going back to the 12th chapter. Let's find out what happened after Passover. And we're going to get the origin of what happened. But before you read that, one verse. Read me Luke 22:15, 1 Corinthians. Chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. Go back-to-back with it. Give me Luke 22:15. Then go to 1 Corinthians, chapter 5, 7 and 8. Listen real good. Yep. 1 verse 15. Let's see what he say out of his own mouth. 22:15. And bring your A-game. 22:15.
And he said unto them, this desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you.
Wait a minute. I desire to eat the what with you? Before you do what?
Before
Why did he say that? 1 Corinthians 5, 7, and 8. So he's out of desire to eat the Passover with you. Before he do what? Suffer. That means he's going to suffer on what day? Passover. So I desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. See, he already knew what was in front of him. Matter of fact, read that off, Mother D.F. Israel. So the man said over in 10th chapter. He made a profound statement. See, they all made movies and everything out of their folly. And he made it plain in 10th chapter of St. John. Look what he said in 10th chapter of St. John. He made it so plain on what he working with in verse 18. Look what he said in 10:18. St. John 10:18. Yeah, what did he say?
No man taketh it from me.
Ain't nobody took nothing from me.
But I lay it down of myself.
I laid this thing down myself.
I have power to lay it down.
I got power to lay it down.
And I have power to take it again.
And I got power to take it again. So you let you know all these old wicked movies you got out with them, deliver them up, bow this knee down. Yahweh, I went through all that just to get you in the end. I'm going to get you in the end, too. Come on, read that Corinthians 5, 7, and 8. Say it well. Listen to this.
1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8.
Listen.
Verse 7. Purge out, therefore, the old leaven.
That means that old mindset.
Right.
That all that old wicked mindset. Purge all that out.
That you may be a new lump.
And you got to be a what?
A new
lump. Go ahead.
As you have unleavened.
Because you've been unleavened.
For even Yahweh the Son, our Passover, is sacrificed for us.
So Yahweh is our what?
Passover.
And he done what for us?
Sacrifice
for us. Read a little bit more.
Verse 8. Therefore, let us keep the feast.
Let us do what?
Keep the feast.
Let us keep the feast of the Passover is a what day? You just reading it. Is a what? Is keep the what?
Feast.
Passover is a what? A feast. Is that what he said? Therefore, keep the feast. The feast he's talking about is Passover. So keep the Passover because it is a feast. It is a high day. Go ahead.
That with old
leaven. And they don't have that old mindset. The way you've been brought up, that a bad old mindset.
And neither with the leaven of malice.
And don't have no malice.
And wickedness.
And they have no wickedness.
But with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
And have unleavened bread or what?
Sincerity
and truth. So that was the Passover is all about.
Hell, make sure you ain't got no malice in you.
It's all about being sincere and deliver the truth. We can go all through the book and let you know his word is the truth.
And that's what we're going to give you.
His word is the truth.
Now, let's run
and look at Exodus.
We're going to Exodus chapter 12.
Come on, Brother T. Israel.
We're going to Exodus chapter 12, verse 1.
And listen real good. Now, here go the foundation. Now, we know he's a Passover lamb. And we know that he's been put in the burial. And what happened next after Passover?
Let's see what happened next.
According to the foundation,
Exodus 12, verse 1, 16 through 20. Listen good.
Second book of the Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 12, verse 1, get down verse 16 and 20.
Listen.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses and to Aaron, in the land of Egypt, through the word of Mizraim, land of bondage, saying.
And what?
Verse 16 through 20. And on the first day, there should be a righteous gathering. And on the seventh day, there should be a righteous gathering.
The first day of what? What are we talking about?
We're doing Passover.
So what
are
we talking about?
We're talking about on the first day, you're supposed to do what?
Go Passover's over now, right?
That's right.
So now the first day, is unleavened
bread,
what do you suppose to do? In verse 16.
And on the first day, there should be a righteous gathering.
It should be a what?
Righteous gathering.
A righteous gathering. Gathering. On the first day of after the Passover is a righteous gathering. Is that what he said? Huh?
Read
Zephaniah 2:1 about the day of Israel. Look what he's saying. So on the right after Passover is unleavened bread. And that day, you do what? According to verse 16.
Have a righteous gathering.
You have a righteous gathering. Come on. 2:1.
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O righteous, O nation, not desire.
So he's telling you, gather yourself together. Old nation, not
design.
Read verse 16 to
12.
Listen good.
Verse 16, Exodus chapter 12, verse 16. And in the first day, there should be a righteous gathering.
Right.
And in the seventh day, there should be a righteous gathering.
Oh, so the righteous gathering is the what day?
The first day.
First day and the seventh day.
The first day and the seventh day. All six locations will be open in between. If you want to come in between, it's not required. But what is required is what day?
First day and the seventh day.
The first day and the Saturday. And this is the foundation of it, isn't it? And what it says.
No matter what should be done in them.
Where?
Say that which every man, woman must eat, that only may be done of you.
That ain't somebody got to be preparing the good stuff to eat. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Right, verse 17. And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread.
And you shall observe the feast of unleavened bread.
Yeah. For this self same day have I brought your armies out of the land of Egypt, through the word Mizraim, land of buds. Therefore you observe this day in your generations by ordinance forever.
Forever. Go ahead.
18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month at evening, you should eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening.
Mm-hmm. Now, he says, do what again? Read that again.
Verse 18, in the first month, on the 14th day.
On the 14th day.
Of the month and evening.
But the 14th day is when? But when the evening come in, what happens the 14th day?
Becomes 11.
What happens is when the evening comes on the 14th day, when the evening, on the 14th day, but what happened when the evening come on the 14th day? The next day kick in.
That's
so you started on the 14th day getting prepared for it, but when the evening comes, what day is that? That's the
15th.
That's the 15th. So when the evening come in, you on the 15th day. And that is the first day of unleavened bread.
Right.
Is that what we're reading?
Yes,
so at evening, if you started in the daytime, you remember they started whooping on me in the morning?
Yes.
But that was still Passover. But when the evening comes, you got to change the date. Because we go by the evening and the morning.
Right.
So when the evening comes, you got to change that 14th day, go Passover over with.
That's right.
And to the next day was coming what? Unleavened bread?
Unleavened bread.
So that's the first day of unleavened bread, isn't it?
Sir.
And what did it say that you do?
You should eat unleavened bread until the 1 and 20th day of the month at evening.
Uh-huh. Great.
19. 7 days should there be no leaven found in your house.
And your house is in your, is you.
You.
Your house is you. You ain't got to take your neighbor Jack. You just close your mouth on leaven for 7 days.
That's right.
Is that what we're saying? Brothers, I'm pull a pistol on his neighbor.
Yes, yes,
they'll pull a pistol on his neighbor. His neighbor, you hit up all my living, bro. Well, man, I went to work, man. My kids set it up. I was going to pay you later. But see, that's bad teaching. He's saying close your mouth for 7 days on leaven. Huh?
That's right.
Go ahead and read.
Whosoever eateth that which is leaven, even that person should be cut off from the congregation of Israel whether he be a stranger or born in the land.
Uh-huh.
All right.
What verse is that?
That was verse 19.
Yeah, 19 and 20.
Verse 20, you should eat nothing leavened, and all your habitations should you eat unleavened bread.
Mm-hmm. So there you go with that. Now, that's a precept there. Remember, in the book of Psalms, eight be a Phoebe, read me a verse, and 119, verse 4, and 104. Back up with Mother D.F. in 28:13 of Isaiah. Listen good.
Psalms 119, verse 4, 104.
Back up. But Mother D.F., give me all 28:13. Go and give me that verse. Give me Isaiah verse.
Isaiah chapter 28, verse 13.
What does it say?
But the word of Yahuwah was unto them precept upon precept.
Precept upon precept.
Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little.
Now back up to verse 8. Now back up to 10 now. So you got to go in the Bible and go here a little bit and there a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Verse 10, listen.
Isaiah 28, verse 10. For precept must be upon precept.
Precept must be upon precept. You must precept your Bible. Go ahead.
Precept upon precept.
Yes.
Line upon line.
Yes.
Line upon line. Here a little and there a little.
So you've got to precept your Bible to come up with any conclusion. You must precept your Bible.
Yeah.
Is that what we read?
Yeah.
Psalms 119, verse 4 and 104, A, B, or B.
Psalms chapter 119, verse 4 and 104.
Yeah. Verse 4.
Us to keep the precept diligently.
He commanded us to do what?
To keep the precept.
And precept is here a little bit and there a little bit, right?
Yeah.
That is the commandment from Yahuwah.
Mm-hmm.
104.
104. Through thy precepts I keep understanding. I get understanding.
So only way you'll get understanding with this man's program, you gotta do what?
Precept.
You gotta precept your Bible. This is the only way you're going to get understanding in your Bible is by precept. Brother Yahshua Israel, give me Numbers 28, verse 1 and 17 and 18. Brother Yahshua Israel, Numbers 28, verse 1, 17 to 18. Listen to that. Brother Yahshua Israel, chapter 28, verse 17 and 18. And look at WCC say, we're going to mute Brother Yahda Israel. Ain't that something? Come on, Brother T.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the 28th chapter of Numbers,
okay.
Verse 1, 17, 18.
Numbers.
Brother Yahda Israel will be mute.
Go to every tablet, Book of Numbers. Chapter 28.
Verse 1.
Verse 1.
17 to 18.
Listen to it. Number chapter 28, verse 1. And
Yahuwah spake to Moses, saying. Who's
doing the talking? Yahuwah.
What did he say?
17 and 18. Verse 17 and 18. And on the 15th day of this month is the feast. 7 days should be unleavened bread be eaten.
So, on the 15th day of this month. What month are we talking about?
AB.
AB. And that's right after Passover, ain't it?
That's right.
So right after Passover, that's the 15th day, ain't it?
That's right.
So right after Passover, it is the 15th day. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What do you do right after Passover on the 15th day?
Verse 18.
17.
Verse 17. And on the 15th day of this month is the feast. 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. 18. And on the first day should be a righteous gathering. You should do no matter or serve our work therein.
Wait a minute. On the first day, you're going to do what?
have a righteous
raise
gathering.
Your voice, raise your voice up and read.
First day you shall have a righteous gathering.
So on the 15th day,
right.
You shall unleavened bread.
Unleavened bread.
You both do what? According to heaven, chapter and verse 18.
To have a righteous gathering.
Read it.
And on the 13th day, on the first day should be a righteous gathering.
Read it again.
And the first day should be a righteous gathering.
On what day?
First day.
So the Thursday, right after Passover, is what? But what is this? After Passover is what?
Unleavened bread.
So on the first day of unleavened bread, what are you supposed to do according to verse 18?
A little bit louder. Have a righteous gathering.
These camps got to hear this right here. They got to hear it, but you got to come boldly. Right after you finish the Passover, which is one day, right?
Right.
Now you in unleavened bread, right?
Right.
Now on the first day of unleavened bread, what do you do with verse 18 with some audio?
Shall have a righteous gathering.
Read the verse.
The first day should be a righteous gathering.
The first day of what?
Of unleavened bread.
Of unleavened bread. Bring, put it in there. On the first day of unleavened bread, what we on right now?
First day of unleavened bread.
You supposed to have what on the first day?
Should have a righteous gathering.
Well, how so? Well, what are we reading at?
Numbers 28, 17 and 18.
We're reading that in Numbers 28, verse 17 and 18. On the first day of unleavened bread, you're supposed to have a what?
Righteous gathering.
A righteous gathering. Huh?
Yeah.
On the first day of unleavened bread, you're supposed to have what?
A righteous gathering.
Yeah. Did we read that in verse 18?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, read 18 one more time.
Numbers, chapter 28, verse 18. And on the first day,
of what?
A righteous gathering.
Of what?
First day of unleavened bread.
Of unleavened bread. Come on now. You got to raise your level up now. Talking about unleavened bread, ain't we?
Right.
So the first day of unleavened bread, what's supposed to happen?
To have a righteous gathering.
Supposed to have a righteous gathering. On the first day of unleavened bread, which is the 15th, you're supposed to have a what?
A righteous gathering.
Is that what we're reading here? We'll read 17, 18 again with some audio. With that
Numbers 28, 17 and 18. And on the 15th day.
Of what?
15th day
of
unleavened bread.
Of unleavened bread.
This month is the feast of unleavened bread. 7 days.
Yes.
Shall unleavened bread be eaten.
Yes.
18. And on the first day of unleavened bread should be a righteous gathering.
Now look at that. Now the captain, they got an answer to that. On the first day of unleavened bread, you supposed to have a what?
Righteous gathering.
Is we reading that?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. So, there it is. Now, let's precept that to the 23rd chapter, verse 1, 4 through 7 of Leviticus. Now, you precept your Bible.
Go to Leviticus.
23, verse 1, 4 through 8. Make it 4 through 8. So then you precept your Bible. See, this is where you stop the game sales up, because they don't have their unleavened bread, they have their Passover already. But you don't need no Bible with you then. The Bible tells you exactly when to have it and what that first day of unleavened bread is about. Did we read it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's read. Let's get a second witness by going to Leviticus 23, verse 1. 4 down to verse 8. Come on, brother
T. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1.
Verse 4, come on.
Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying. Verse 4. These are the feasts of Yahweh.
These are
the
feasts of who?
Of Yahweh.
Glory.
Even righteous gathering.
Glory.
Proclaiming their season.
And their season.
Yes, and their season.
Great.
Verse 5. And on the 14th day of the first month at evening is Yahweh's Passover.
On the 14th day is Yahweh's Passover. It
yes.
passed over both today or to that night over with. Yes. That morning, they had that Passover going on, starting in the evening, way back there, in that 20, what that was, go back to Mother Dear, run back to 26 verse 20. Let's find what that day means. Matthew 26 verse 20. and find out what that date talking about. So you, so 26, verse 20 of Matthew. Let's talk about it.
Verse 20,
and bring your A-game.
Matthew 26, verse 20.
Listen.
Now when the end was come, he sat down with the 12.
Oh, when the evening had come. And what that mean when you preach up in 22:14 of the book of Luke? What's that supposed to mean?
Luke 22:14. Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 14. And when the hour.
Oh, when the hour. So you have a watch on. Mm-hmm. So when the hour have come. What?
He sat down and the 12 apostles followed with him.
And what were they doing back in Matthew 26, verse 30? What were they doing? Now you sit down with them. They're eating the meal. They're drinking. They eat, and what are they doing when the beginning of Passover? What are they doing in 26, verse 30? What are they doing?
Matthew chapter 26, verse 30.
What the Bible say they're doing?
And when they had sung.
They're doing what?
Song.
Go ahead.
And him, they went out unto the Mount of Olives.
They went out and got them some sleep. They ate, drank, and everything, and they on songs. They've got all that night time to lay down. So now they're going and get them some shut-eye. You see, is that what we did yesterday? Is that what we did? We did the same thing they was doing. They waited till the evening, right? Song. We heard music. We ate them up and drank them up and went to sleep. Is that what's going on? And all that was on Passover. Is that what we read?
Yeah.
And all that was on Passover. Now come on back to Leviticus and pick it back up at 1, 4 through 8.
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1, verse 4 through 8. And Yahuwah spake unto Moses, saying,
what did he say?
Verse 4, these are the feasts of Yahuwah.
The feasts of Yahuwah.
Even righteous gathering.
Righteous what?
Gathering.
Oh, righteous gathering. Let's find out what is Yahuwah's feast. On righteous gathering.
Yes. We should proclaim in that season.
And you don't do it when you want to do a big camp. You do it in the season. Go ahead.
5. And on the 14th day.
On the 14th day.
Of the first month at evening.
At evening.
Is Yahuwah's Passover.
Is his Passover. Did he wait till the evening come?
Yeah.
Did he wait till the evening come?
Yeah.
And started Passover?
Yeah.
He sit down and took. The 12,
yeah.
And then they start singing, still in the evening.
Yeah.
Then he didn't get the whooping until the high priest woke up in 27 verse 1.
Yeah.
And when the morning came, that's when he started whooping them some more.
Yeah.
But at evening, they were singing, drinking, and eating, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And that's the beginning of Passover. And what happened next?
Okay, verse 6. And on the 15th day of the same month.
And on the 15th day, that's right after that Passover come to a close, right?
Yeah.
What did they do?
It's the Feast of Unleavened Bread of the Yahuwah.
It's a Feast of Unleavened Bread right after Passover, right?
Yeah. That's right.
And what happened next?
7 days you must eat unleavened bread.
7 days you eat the unleavened bread.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Verse 7. And on the first day. Of the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
On the first day of Feast of Unleavened Bread.
You should have a righteous gathering.
You have a what?
Righteous gathering.
What are we doing right now?
Having a righteous gathering.
So we doing book. Yeah. We doing book, ain't we?
Yeah.
And what happened next?
You should do no servile work therein.
And what happened next?
Hey, but you should offer an offering made by fire to Yahuwah.
Go ahead.
7 days.
7 days.
And then the 7th day is a righteous gathering.
Oh, and so... After we get to that 7th day, we have to make sure we follow instructions. We got to, all the days is open, but what day are you supposed to make sure you got, you there? What day?
And the 7th day is the righteous gathering.
The 7th day is the what? And look what's up.
First day is the 7th.
First day.
What day we on right now?
The
the first day.
And when the next time he supposed to mandatory to me?
7 days.
On the 7th day. So whenever the 7th day is, we're on the 3rd day now, right?
Yeah. Right.
And we're doing what the Bible tells us to do, right?
Yeah. Right.
Is we having a righteous gathering?
Yeah.
Right.
And they're supposed to go all the way over to when?
7th day.
And then we do what we do on the 7th day.
Have a righteous gathering.
Have a righteous gathering.
Yeah.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
That's the order from the Maker.
Yeah.
Tell you exactly what to do. Now, back up, Mother D.F. Israel, in Exodus 23, verse 14. 23, verse 14. Listen good.
Exodus 23, verse 14. Three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year.
Uh-huh.
15.
Now, three times you keep a feast of the year to him.
Yeah.
Three times, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now go to Deuteronomy and let's find out about the three times. Three times you keep a feast, then go to Deuteronomy 16, verse 1, 6, and 16. Oh, D.F. Israel. 1, 6, and 16. Let's find when it's three times you're going to keep a feast to him.
Deuteronomy chapter 16.
Verse 1.
1 and 16.
1 and 6 and 16.
Deuteronomy 16, verse 1. Observe the month of Abib.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but with his family, right? He's supposed to lead his family in.